Hello everyone, you are listening to Matthew McKenzie's Carer Audio Series, a set of audios or podcasts perhaps that are developed to provide carer support from, let's say, the carer peer support groups that I am developing. Now I've been a carer for almost 17 years and I think it's always good to help out fellow unpaid carers because as carers we need to try and stick together and help each other out. That's the essence, I suppose, of peer support. No one on their own, coping on their own. Now, it's been a while since I have done my last podcast, mainly because I've really been busy providing care and support during a crisis. Fortunately, this podcast is on, let's say, poem time, and I hope you can appreciate my creativity. I have done poems before on another podcast, so please check that out. Now, I tend to be more creative when I'm among other carers. I guess we all bring out the best in each other. Now, I think for this podcast, I will do, let's say, I suppose two poems that I could sort of think of beforehand. And as usual, it's going to be about the carer's experience. So let's look at the first one. I'm going to read this out to yourselves. I've done this one really quickly, and it's titled "Look After Yourself." No one ever told you that you will be doing this, yet here you are trying to cope, trying to care. No one ever told you how much you will both suffer, yet you are trying your best, being there. No one ever told you that things could go wrong, and yet each day you struggle, hoping that illness can disappear. No one ever told you about the sacrifices, yet you will keep on sacrificing, year after year. No one ever told you about the future, yet you are putting it on the line, facing it with fear. No one ever told you that you was a carer. Still caring? Look after yourself. Thanks for listening to that poem. I think you can guess that poem's about caring, but most of all, it's about the sacrifices, struggles and wondering about the future all carers face. We all wonder about what will happen to us when we're no longer caring, or perhaps we want some kind of change for caring and a way into some form of employment or education. So on that note, let me tell you about the latest project, I guess, from Carers UK and the Department of Health and Social Care. They've released this great online app that I've tested probably around about last month during the time of this recording, and the new app is called Learning for Living, and it's free to use. The online application allows carers to test themselves on developing skills for the future and perhaps be more confident on what they can offer in the workplace or in education. Now, to access this online application, please visit www.learningforliving.org. I'll repeat that, it's www.learningforliving.org. Now, of course, you'll need to register for the app online, but it won't take more than a minute. So I want to wrap up this podcast, and I want to mention another poem that I've made. It's all about solidarity. As of my character, I love networking and meeting like-minded carers. Although I might not say much at the time, I think when carers are brought together, we are a force to be reckoned with. So let's start with this poem. I haven't titled it as yet, but I'm sure I'll title it at a later date. So here we go. Whenever you are down, wandering around, feeling left out, your situation making you frown, The cared for has been unwell today, left you feeling not okay. You're wondering when it'll all end, so at least you can get on the mend. Just remember, we've all been there. We have also provided care. Let us stand firm so that we belong. Weak brought together makes strong. Thanks for listening to, let's say, short audio, short podcast for this episode. Please share this audio. They're all free, and I want unpaid carers not to give up hope. Things can change, and they usually will do. Sometimes it will be for the worse, but if you hang in there, things will move on to the better. My next episode will be probably on, let's say, more reflection, really, since it's called Reflecting on Yourself. So see you next time, and good luck on your caring journey. Thank you for listening.